USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is leading the world now in the number of coronavirus deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are some good signs when it comes to the numbers of hospitalizations and ventilator incubations, but he also says he doesn't want to make it a premature decision to ease up on social distancing.
If you just say, okay, it's whatever, May 1st, click, turn the switch on. Obviously, if you do it in an all-or-none way, there's an extraordinary risk of there being a rebound.
They're in cleanup mode across much of the South today after a deadly Easter Sunday tornado outbreak. At least seven deaths are blamed on those twisters. Oil prices are now mixed after OPEC and its allies agreed to historic production cuts in the face of a glut of oil. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I've taken a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A former U.S. Senate aide who claimed that former Vice President Joe Biden harassed her in the late 1990s is now saying he sexually assaulted her. Tara Reid claims that in the spring of 1993, Biden put his hand under her skirt after she brought him his gym bag. Biden's presidential campaign says the claim is not true. Reid says she told former staffers, including Biden's former chief of staff Ted Kaufman and his longtime executive assistant Marianne Baker, about harassment at the time, but both of them said they have no recollection of the claim. The massive statue of Christ, the Redeemer, overlooking Rio de Janeiro, is honoring medical workers fighting coronavirus around the world. The statue was lit up on Easter Sunday to look like a doctor while the city's archbishop celebrated Mass at the base of the huge statue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS has announced that the first round of payments has been starting to flow as part of the coronavirus relief package. We hear more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The agency wrote on Twitter, the IRS deposited the first economic impact payments into taxpayers' bank accounts today. The distributions were established by a $2.2 trillion relief package promising individuals with gross incomes of less than $75,000 a year as much as $1,200, with an additional $500 per child. Payments are set to continue beginning with Americans who filed tax returns for 2018 or 2019 and authorized direct deposit. On Friday, the IRS and the Treasury Department launched an online tool designed to speed delivery of payments for those who didn't file taxes in those years. It also plans to launch a separate tool by April 17th to allow those who filed tax returns but didn't provide direct deposit information to submit their information and receive payment immediately. Those who remain without direct deposit information will simply be sent a physical check in the mail. They said that will begin being issued the week of May 4th at the rate of about 5 million checks per week. The checks will be distributed based on adjusted gross income and with those with the lowest income receiving their checks first. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.